everybody, David here, and this is episode 10 of David's Movie and TV Talk, where I talk anything about either movies or television. It could be news, it could be reviews, and I'm going to be telling you my spoiler review on a new Netflix series called Stranger Things. I just binge-watched this entire series. I just finished it this Saturday morning. I saw the first episode on Thursday because I was hearing all these things about it from Collider TV Talk and John Campia's podcast. And I saw the first episode on Thursday and I was interested. I got interested in the first episode, how it started off and where it was going. And I'm going to get into details, so just wait. This is a spoiler review, so I'm going to get into spoilers. I just want to explain how I got into the show. So Friday night, Friday afternoon, I got home early from work, and I saw two more episodes. And I was like, holy cow, man, this show is getting really good, man. By the second and third episode, I was like totally excited to see what else was going to happen. But then I had to go see Star Trek Beyond, which was really good. I put up my review on YouTube, so go check that out, youtube.com/DavidJordeo. And so this morning, I decided to binge watch the rest of it. It's only 8 episodes, so it was really easy to binge through. And when you start watching more and more episodes, you get so invested, you forget what time it is because, you don't care about the time. You care about the story following these characters. That was a lot of fun. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, some of these storylines and these revelations and stuff. So basically the show takes place in this, little town. I forgot what the town is called, but we'll call it Smallville, I guess. And when I forget names or something, I just come up with my own name or borrow a name from something else and use it. So it's in this little town, not called Smallville, but I'm going to call it that. And there's this mysterious thing going on, and we are introduced to these four little boys playing Dungeons and Dragons, and one of them eventually goes missing. Something attacks this one of the boys as they're going home, and they go missing. And what happens is obviously people start worrying about him, right? You know, the mother starts wondering, played by Winona Ryder, starts like worrying, and his older brother, the little boy named Will, his mother starts worrying, and his older brother, Jonathan, starts worrying about him. And obviously his friends also start worrying about him, and they're all like frantically like wondering what happened to Will. Like, Will was here, he went home, and now he's missing. So at first they think it's just a regular kidnapping. Obviously, if you watch the beginning of the episode, you find out there's some sort of creature, you hear it. And we see these glimpses of flashbacks throughout each episode. We don't know where those flashbacks, obviously these flashbacks give us little hints at what the revelation will be towards the end of the season. And we are also introduced to one of the kids, Mike, one of the kids named Mike, who seems to be the focus kid. They're all focused equally, but I feel like Will is the kid that goes missing, and that allows his mother and his brother to go be sort of the main characters as well. It's an ensemble show, so there's a lot of main characters in the show. But Mike seems like the kid that's sort of the leader, I guess. Not leader, but you know what I mean. The central kid who eventually finds this girl named Elle. They call her Eleven. but her they shorten it and call her L. And there's a little cute romance between them. And Mike has an older sister named Nancy, who's dating a guy named Steve, who seems like a douchebag at first, but he kind of redeems himself towards the end of the season by helping them out. But she also has a little flirtation with Jonathan, Will's older brother, the older son of Winona Ryder's character. And Will goes missing, which allows these kids to go on their own search. It kind of has a Goonies, E.T., Super 8 type feel to it. More closer to Super 8, because I think Super 8 had that sort of mood that this movie had. It was a creepy, dark, not too dark, dark, whatever, mood going on. There's also this police officer character named Jim Hopper, who's like investigating the disappearance of Will. And all these characters eventually come together towards the end of the season, once, because all of them are investigating, right? And but nobody knows that this person knows this person knows that, because everybody's keeping secrets from each other. Which is funny, because one of the themes with the kids is that friends tell each other everything. But unless you're an older brother or older sister or a mother of the son, something that I guess wasn't that the girl, the teenage girl, Nancy, the older sister of Mike, she had a friend early on in the series. I think her name was Beth, and she went disappearing also, like by the third or fourth episode. And I guess because towards the end of the season, they do the Hopper, the officer, or the sheriff, and the mother, Joyce, played by Winona Ryder, both go into this other dimension, because they find out later there's another dimension. Or they go through that. It's kind of like purgatory or something, like another realm, an upside down world, you can say, where everything's dead. It's the same world, but more darker and more. There's no one living there. It's sort of where the creature that's attacking this town lives, so to speak, and is bringing people to this world. And towards the end, obviously in the last episode, which I was just watching, you do see another body there that looks already dead, and I'm guessing that was Beth. I couldn't tell 100%, but now thinking about it, it makes sense if it was. But Will is still alive, and they eventually do get him. And I gotta say, man, this show, I loved it from beginning to end. It had a really nice pace to it. I never got bored once. I was always invested on what was going on with these kids. And they don't downplay the kids. A show like this, they could have downplayed the kids. The kids could have been annoying, but they don't. They feel like real kids. And sometimes there was one kid, Lucas, who I felt he was kind of. I thought he was all right, but there were times where I felt he was getting a little annoying, because he was like dissing L, because he did he there was some sort of jealousy, I guess. That's how they kind of explained it later. And he just wanted L to go away, because like he wasn't really believing her a lot of the time. But I'm like, she's proven quite a lot on what she knows and what she could do. I mean, if I saw a girl that could do powers, telekinesis and stuff like that, I'd be like freaking out and like, okay, we better listen to this girl and just follow whatever she says. But Lucas, I guess it's explained later that Lucas was kind of jealous of the friendship that they had, and he felt like he was being brushed aside or something. They do make up at the end, obviously, and Mike and all of them hug it out. Eleven was an interesting character because by the end of the season, you know, she has these powers. We're seeing most of her flashbacks with her. And I believe she turns out to be, I might have interpreted this wrong, but this is from what I understood by watching the flashbacks, and especially towards the end when they showed us Jim Hopper, the sheriff, had a flashback too, because he lost his daughter when she was really young, that Eleven was his daughter who died of cancer. Because later, towards the end of the series, he gives her... he puts some egos and, you know, Lego my ego, let go of my egos. Anyways, he puts some of that and something else that she liked eating inside a little box in the forest. And the way I looked at it, and they showed flashbacks of his daughter, who looked very similar to her, but younger, and who was dying of cancer. That's what it looked like to me. And so I guess that what they were saying was Eleven was actually his daughter. That's what I got out from that. Also, they had a love triangle between Steve, the teenagers. Steve, who was the boyfriend of what's her name, Nancy. And Jonathan, he was kind of the lone wolf at first, but he kind of formed a friendship with Nancy, even though you can kind of see he had a little interest in her romantically. And she kind of showed that she had feelings for him too. And I actually thought they were going to get together at the end, but they kind of redeemed Steve a little bit, I guess. And I think he should have just been killed off. I would have liked it if they killed Steve off. There's always next season. They do set up something for next season, which I'll get into. But, yeah, the Steve, I think he should have been killed off. And I think Nancy should have been with Jonathan. Because Jonathan was a nice guy. He did some creepy shit in the beginning of the season, taking pictures of people. But he came up with a reasonable excuse. I mean, there's no reason for taking... there's no excuse, really, for taking creepy pictures from behind bushes. But what I'm trying to say is that he kind of had, like, a logical explanation where, people aren't always honest. And by him taking pictures of people, you see people at their most honest moments instead of, you know, talking to them directly. And that's kind of true. You know, people do hide who they really are. So I got what they were going for. It's still creepy what Jonathan did, but fine. I get it. He's a shy kid who doesn't have many friends, clearly. His little brother was his best friend, and he could always be honest with his little brother. So they had a little bonding experience. They showed that in a flashback, too, where both of them were listening to music together. So you understand all these characters, you understand all their motivations, you understand all their friendships with each other, and I thought the character development was really good for all these characters. I really enjoyed all of them. There's not one character, maybe Steve, that I didn't like, you know? I enjoyed, I thought all of them were really great. And then, you know, obviously they save Will, and at the end of the season, Will seems to be okay. He's coughing a little bit in the hospital. But then the last scene has Will, the little boy who was kidnapped by the monster. He goes to the washroom, starts coughing again. The lights start flickering because whenever it flickers, that means the monster is nearby or something. And, because it's happened throughout the season. And what happens is he coughs up a part of that, a part of the, I guess, the creature that was, or whatever it was that the creature had hooked up to him in his mouth that the sheriff took out when they found him. There was still a piece of it inside of him that he coughed it out. And he looked a little freaked out by it. And this was obviously setting up something for if they come back for a second season, which I really hope they do, man. I really love this season so much. I want a second season right now. I want to see where they're going to go with a season two. Because I love season one. I thought it was a great season all around. And I want to see more, man. I think this was a really cool Netflix show that I really enjoyed a lot. And obviously he didn't tell his mother or his brother anything. He just kept quiet. And that's fine, because that's why you want to leave something going for next season. And what will happen next season? Does this mean we're going to see more of this other dimension? I don't know. I am excited. I think I'm going to recommend this to anybody. If you're someone that has just listened to me spoil a lot about this show right now, I'm probably missing a lot of stuff that I should have talked about. But I'm talking more about, I guess, the more recent stuff that I saw in the last couple of episodes. But yeah, this definitely references to a lot of 80s movies, Spielberg. There was one part where I thought the kids are riding their bikes and away from these agents that are after them. And there was one part where I thought the bikes were going to fly. I'm going to say, the bikes are going to fly. The bikes are going to fly. They're going to fly on the bikes, man. It's going to be like E.T., the extraterrestrial. They're going to fly across the moon or something like that. And they didn't. But there was a part of me that was reminding me of E.T., and I thought that was going to happen. It didn't, but it was a really cool show. Yes, series. And that's all I got to say about it, man. I really enjoyed this one. I won't do a non-spoiler review. I think a spoiler review is good enough. The show deserves a spoiled review. And if I talk non-spoilers, it's going to be hard for me not to say anything spoilery. This is a really good show to not know anything beforehand. You want to watch this show without knowing spoilers. So I hope if you listen to this, you listen to it after watching the show, not before, because that's the way I think it should be viewed. It's kind of like Lost a little bit, you know, where things reveal as they more and more except I feel this show, for the first season anyways, explained everything nicely, wrapped in a nice little bow, unlike Lost, which didn't answer every question we needed, but whatever, that's another story. But 8 episodes, guys, it's easy to binge through. I could have binge watched it all today, but because I watched the first 3 episodes on 2 other days, I only had a few more episodes left, so there you go. So totally recommend it. If I had to rate it, I don't usually do the rating thing anymore, but I'd probably give it a 9 out of 10. I liked it, yeah, a lot. And are there problems with it? Not really. I mean, like, there's characters that, like, there were the 2 bully characters who I don't feel got the justice that they deserved. I felt the 2 bully kids who were bullying the 4 or the 3 main kids were, they didn't get enough justice. I wanted the girl to throw that bully kid off, the one who had the knife. If you've seen the show, you know what I'm talking about. I wanted her to throw him off the cliff and be like, get rid of that kid. He's a douchebag. But other than that, and Steve, yeah, I felt the Steve thing was kind of, he should have died. But other than that, I thought it was a really good series. And totally recommend it if you haven't seen it yet. And anybody that's listening to this that has seen Stranger Things already, comment in you're watching this on my YouTube channel, if you're listening to this on my YouTube channel, comment below and tell me what you think. And if you're listening to this on my podcast, well, then thank you for listening, guys. And with that being said, guys, I hope you have subscribed to my podcast on iTunes. I post all my episodes on iTunes. I also hope you subscribe to my YouTube channel, because that's where I usually post all my videos. And now I'm starting to post my podcast up there as well. Follow me on Twitter at iCrazyDavy. I have a Facebook page, and that's it, guys. So until next time, take care.